Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Y'all get ready?
Yes, you get ready.
Shout out to all my tea sippers out there. We are gathered here today to sip some tea, honey. So make sure you guys have your teacups ready because you already know this tea is what? Piping hot. Hey, you guys. Good morning. I hope everybody's doing good today. So I want to come on here and talk about Kylie Jenner's announcement last night. So if you guys do not know, Kylie Jenner took to social media yesterday to finally confirm what everybody has been speculating, what the streets have been talking about. She finally announced and confirmed that she's having baby number 2 with Travis Scott. So y'all go ahead and check this out, and I'm going to come back with the rest of my commentary.
Are you ready to go to mommy's doctor?
Yeah. Honestly, you're days away, a couple of days away from a heartbeat.
Right, so you guys just watched her baby announcement, and I thought it was really sweet. But you know, Kris Jenner sitting there crying like this is her first grandchild. Kris Jenner, you are a grandmother literally about 20 times over, okay, ma'am? But you know, whatever. She wanted to shed a tear and act all surprised. But what I find very interesting is that a lot of people have been speculating this. If you guys remember, Caitlyn Jenner was talking to random people, you know what I'm saying, busy running at the mouth. And basically spilt the beans, either inadvertently spilt the beans or basically, you know, Caitlyn's a fucking hater. So y'all go ahead and check out this video.
18 grandchildren. I keep telling the girls they're not too excited about this, probably. We want to go for 30. I just found out the other day that I have another one in the oven.
Oh, wow.
Yes, I found that out the other day. Wow. So that's 19. So we only got 10 to go.
I mean, seriously, why would you even sit there and be talking to strangers about you having another grandchild in the oven, especially when you know that Kylie's very, very secretive and very private about her business? Hell, her first pregnancy, we didn't know until that baby was born. I mean, they held her down. There were rumors, there were speculations, but you never saw anything for 9 straight months because she just wanted her peace, which I really, really respected. So it seems like after Caitlyn kind of blasted Kylie, Kylie's finally was like, okay, fine, I'm ready to spill the beans. But what's even more surprising is that there's a TikToker. Her name is Caroline Klein, and she figured this out weeks ago, honey. When I tell you her damn detective work was put to good use, she was matching up pictures. She was looking at Kylie Jenner's nails. She was not playing. She was one of the first people on social media to basically say flat out, Kylie is pregnant. Y'all go ahead and check this out.
I've been telling you guys for a while that I think Kylie Jenner is pregnant and hiding it again, and I am ready to show you my proof. I was waiting for her birthday, and boy, did it deliver. This is a normal Kylie Jenner birthday. She turns 22. We've got the massive flowers. We're on a yacht. Everybody's flown out. We get a week's worth of Instagram pictures of her pouting at the camera. I'm going to be posting from a lot of different people's Instagrams to show you that I have done the work, okay? This is from Stassi Babies. She says, look, we've got a brunch for Kylie's birthday. And then we have kind of like a paint party, okay? But everyone just shows their work. No one shows a picture of Kylie or a video of Kylie at the painting brunch. Also, a painting brunch for your birthday? Ma'am, you're pregnant. Then in the evening, Chloe shows us, look how beautiful everything is. It's really well decorated, but no pictures of Kylie, no videos of Kylie. For the birthday post, Kim and everybody do throwback pictures, but again, no pictures of Kylie, not even from that night when you would think they've all been drinking. Now you might be thinking, hey, wait a second. I liked this photo on Instagram from yesterday, from her birthday. She posted this. No. Okay, first of all, look at the nails. All right, a pipe burst in my attic, so I did have to tend to that, but this is important, so the house can wait. All right, I want you to look at her manicure. What do you see? Light pink, long acrylics, what she's known for. And that's all fine and good, except Kim posted a toast from the birthday festivities, and what do we see? Look at Kylie's nails. That is a lime green tip. Those are not the same nails from her birthday post. There's been speculation that her recent posts with her little flat tummy have all been pre-recorded, and I'm here to tell you it's a fact. And I'm sorry, like the drink, no, she's holding that to try to throw you guys off. Wake up, sheeple, okay? Also, you wanna tell me that Miss Mama, who is obsessed with her boobs and body, as she should be, she paid for all of that, on her birthday post about her cosmetic line that she is always showing off everything for, now she's only recording from here up? I don't think so. That's not the Kylie that we know. And last but not least, didn't it seem a little sus in June when there was suddenly this PR blitz about Kylie and Travis's relationship that previously had been pretty private for a while? Now all of a sudden there's like all of this PDA and they're showing up at events together. They're preparing, you guys. She's pregnant.
All right, so you guys just saw that video. So like I said, once again, congratulations to Kylie and Travis Scott. I'm glad that they decided to get back together and expand their family. Hopefully she will be walking down the aisle soon, because that is one thing I know that Kylie Jenner wants, is that she actually wants to be a wife and not just a baby mama. So we'll see how that ends up. But you know, good luck to them. It's going to be interesting to see if she has a little boy or a girl. But I think Kylie's a good mom. You know, I love seeing pictures of her and Stormy. Stormy is well-behaved, very articulate, just a funny, beautiful little girl. So, you know, kudos to them on their parenting. And even when they broke up for a while, kudos to them on being able to co-parent and not disrespect each other on social media or in public and things like that. So now we got to move on to another case of just ratchetness, just ratchet baby mama drama, honey. So if you guys remember, last week I did a whole live stream about the whole Summer Walker situation. Remember, all the baby mamas were gaining up on Summer Walker. Now, Summer Walker was being kind of messy, you know, blasting London on the track. But like I said in my live stream, I found it really funny that all these baby mamas was coming together like Voltron to all of a sudden spin a narrative that London on the track was the best father. He was at, you know, his son's appointments. His son has some type of special needs. He's there like a good father should. They were giving him all this undue praise, which I found very interesting, because a year ago they were both blasting him and blaming Summer Walker for why he's not taking care of his responsibilities, honey. Well, now it's come out that his baby mama, and I don't know which number she is. I don't know if she's baby mama number one or number four or number 15. I don't care. But she's come out and basically she's admitting, okay, this is how trifling this is. She's admitting that the only reason why she trashed Summer Walker last week is because London on the track promised to pay her. Like, what kind of shit is that? So he promised to pay her, get her a car and everything else, and she decided to jump on his bandwagon, give him all this undue praise, only to snatch it back yesterday. So this is what she said. She says, all that shit I said the other day about London was cap. He promised he was gonna pay me and make me look good, and now he's acting broke. Then she says, London thinks he can manipulate every situation he encounters. He's a snake for sure. He got so many faces, he just takes turns playing whoever, whenever, wherever it benefits him at the time. Then she says, I'm big enough to say I was dead wrong for disagreeing with Summer over a little money that I never got. Summer and I still got our differences or whatever, but at the end of the day, we got our deadbeat ass baby daddy in common. Then she says, at the end of the day, I cooperate with London whenever his mom has time to spend with Paris, because London just does shit for the cameras for sure. Summer was right, so good for her for getting her and her daughter a better man. London is play. So this entire situation is just a mess. So after this went viral, of course, Summer Walker took to her own Instagram page and she basically posted what Ebony Ivory had posted. And you see her with a bunch of laughing emojis. And she goes on to write, a bum. So you guys just saw what Summer Walker had to say. Now, I get Ebony trying to blast London on the track. She's upset. She didn't get her bag. She didn't get a car. But I do feel like they do owe Summer Walker an apology. Because like I said, I found it very suspicious at the time that all of a sudden they were singing his praises when the year before he wasn't shit. And y'all were literally on social media going at this woman, bashing her, talking shit to her, knowing the whole time she was correct and this man was supposed to pay you. So being that you didn't get a check, now you want to blast him. But what's funny is the person that you need to apologize to is Summer Walker. Because again, you did all this and for what? You didn't even benefit. So now this morning she woke up and she's deciding to basically roast her baby father. Now this morning they're going back and forth. So now she just posted this about an hour ago. She says, hey, London on the track. She says, hey, London, don't start with me today. You need to sit the fuck down and shut up before we have an embarrass each other match. This bitch ass nigga London wake up at 5 a.m. West Coast time thinking about me. Nigga, move your lying ass around. You know full well, don't play with me. Then she says, lying about you gonna get me a car and everything you actually owe me. Anyways, if I do this and that, boy, go ahead. I don't want no lease just like Summer don't. Just up my dinero, please, sir. And I'm finna get nasty with you. Then London writes, y'all believe what y'all want. Internet can't defend me as a man. Y'all won't get mine in court. Then she says, I don't know what you're going to get in court. You must be taking Summer to court like you took me, pussy. I won my case and you owe me, buddy. Shit is public records. Then she says, lame ass nigga don't even realize he's making himself out of a hole. Talking about what the fuck he going to do in court. Bitch, go play that piano and make some more child support for all these kids you got. All these signs say you going broke. So then after that, she proceeds to roast him some more by posting pictures of his hairline and his forehead. So she says, smart ass information, head ass boy. Then she goes on to say, tape line starts where your ears at, head ass. So again, this says more about her than even him. The fact that she now wants to roast his physical appearance. But imagine if he started roasting her physical appearance. Child. It's always interesting when the roles are reversed. So this whole situation is crazy. Basically, London Bridge is falling down. London needs to get it together. All these different women, all these different kids, all these broken households. This is what happens when you're sitting here lowering your drawbridge to every female that you see or that you have a crush on. So it's funny how this man has been blasted for years for not taking care of his children. And now all of his baby mamas are confirming this. And see, this is why I say to young women, learn from the mistakes of other people. There's no reason that Summer Walker should be in this situation because she had a blueprint to follow. You are not the first baby's mother. A baby is not going to keep a relationship. A baby is not going to fix anything. If anything, it's going to intensify the situation, add more pressure, and then you'll see who's really there for the long haul. So Summer Walker should have understood by watching the other two baby mothers and seeing what they were going through that London on the track wasn't the man he proclaimed to be or the father that he proclaimed to be. So now it's very interesting that she's found herself in the same situation. So again, don't think that you're going to change a man just by having his baby. Understand your worth and stop running behind these dudes just to get a bag, just for, you know, fame and notoriety, because a lot of times it ends up blowing up in these people's faces. Hence why the other two baby mothers are really pissed right now, because they're not getting that bag that they thought they were going to get from London on the track. And I think what's even sadder, it says a lot about his personality and who he is as a person. The fact that you would bribe your baby's mother to speak good about you is sad. She should have good things to say about you because you are a good father, not because you're bribing her and saying, hey, I'll buy you a truck. Hey, I'll buy you a new wardrobe. Hey, I'll give you some money if you say good things about me. Who does that? And the sad part is, had he paid her, you wouldn't have heard a peep from this girl. She would have kept right on with the situation, you know, faking the funk, blaming Summer Walker as if everything was sweet, knowing that she got cut a check. The only reason why she's singing now and she's feeling some type of way is because she has no check to be had. He basically played her for the okie doke. So once again, it just shows that she's in her feelings. She's once again mentioning Summer Walker, who has nothing to do with this foolishness. But like I said, all these people are batshit crazy. Because again, you shouldn't have to be bribed or paid to say good things about your baby's father. And as a man, you shouldn't have to pay somebody to say good things about you. You should just be a stand-up father, being that you're creating all these children. So this entire situation is a hot damn mess, but I do not feel bad for any of these baby mothers because, again, they clicked up to go against Summer, and Summer should have known better than to even find herself in this situation, honey. So anyways, y'all, let's go ahead and get the discussion popping. Go ahead and leave a comment. Let me know what you guys think about these two stories. How do you guys feel about Kylie Jenner coming out and announcing her second pregnancy with Travis Scott? How do you feel about Caitlyn basically blasting her, you know what I'm saying, a few weeks ago, and the TikToker who kind of put two and two together? And then last but not least, let me know what you guys think about this whole London on the track, Summer Walker, Ebony Ivory situationship. This shit is messy as hell. So let me know your thoughts. Go ahead and leave a comment. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe if you're not subscribed. I'll talk to you guys later. Deuces.